Empire Lines uncovers the unexpected, often two-way, flows of empires through art. Interdisciplinary thinkers use individual artworks as artifacts of imperial exchange, revealing the how and why of the monolith empire. You can hear it's incredibly quiet. There's almost a kind of meditative...
Except for that one moment.
In this episode, design museum curator Rachel Hayek makes sense of Ai Weiwei's fields of found objects, from ancient Chinese porcelain to Lego bricks, and how the contemporary artist's fascination with the history of making is itself making history.
I'm Rachel Hayek, the assistant curator at the Design Museum, and I worked on this Ai Weiwei show.
The first thing that strikes you, I think, when you walk in, though, are these fields of objects, and these are constructed from things that the artist has amassed or collected since the 90s. What does Weiwei use porcelain to tell us about China then and China now?
As you say, the visitor is immediately confronted with this visually startling sight of fields and fields of amassed objects, remains, debris, if you like, and three are made up of porcelain fragments. Porcelain, I think, is a very important material. Of course, it has an extremely deep history in China, particularly. The broken spouts that we have were taken from outside of kilns in Jingdezhen, which is the sort of porcelain capital of China and has been for very many years. You know, porcelain is a material that we think of as maybe what you would render something in that you really value and care about and want to protect and preserve. But it's also very fragile. And I think this mass really attests to an aesthetic standard of a bygone time, the Song Dynasty, where if these pots weren't deemed perfect enough, they would be broken on the spot. There are 250,000 laid out here. Weiwei has a lot more, but we didn't quite have the space to show everything. And each individual piece was handcrafted by somebody. This is way, way before the Industrial Revolution, but yet there was a means of mass production, which I think to us now is quite mind-bending. Or these porcelain cannonballs, again, handcrafted individually, they're almost perfectly spherical, but each unique. I think there are always these tensions in Weiwei's work between past and present, worthlessness and precious, handcraft and machine.
Just to stick with the field of teapots for now, what's fascinating is that the spouts being broken off is obviously a nod to the past, but it's also something that he uses to make a point about the present and about freedom of speech in China. Can you tell me about how that theme pervades throughout the exhibition too?
Freedom of speech is, I think Weiwei would say, one of the top values that we need to preserve and stand for and fight for. The spouts, as you say, they can be sort of taken as a metaphor for the mouth of a ewer and broken off. You know, that's quite a violent gesture to stop somebody speaking out. And definitely that pervades through other works. We've got a series called Study of Perspective, where Weiwei is giving the finger to various sites of power. Again, kind of dismantling our understanding of order and, you know, why do we blindly respect and revere these structures when we don't have to. I think the most important thing to him is humanity, and he has said in the past that all of his work comes under this motto, respect life and never forget. You know, coming from China and living through the Cultural Revolution and being the son of a famous poet that suffered very greatly for his words and freedom, that's very, very close to the surface in a lot of these works.
We can hear it's quite a quiet and contemplative space to be within. That in itself speaks to this sense of bothness. One of my favourite works is a sculptural piece that draws on both furniture produced in China, but also temple architecture. Tell me about the relationship between these two mediums and how the artist uses them in this work.
So we're looking at a giant, I don't know whether to call it a piece of architecture or a sculpture or furniture. It encompasses everything at once. It's a work called Through, which is comprised of these salvaged beams from temples that have been punctured into tables. Ruins in reverse, if you like. That's how it's been described by critics in the past. definitely Wei Wei is asking us to marvel at the craftsmanship inherent in this piece. It's very important to him that when he uses salvaged materials that he respects, I think, what he calls the logic of it and works with what the material is giving him. So he doesn't want to disturb the patina that's already there, you know, only use the joinery methods that would have been used originally. It's kind of incredible that he uses destruction always as a creative force.
And I love the dialogue in this between furniture, which is referred to as small carpentry, and architecture, which is big carpentry.
It's also that dichotomy, isn't it, between maybe the things that we might encounter in our homes and every day, like on a domestic scale, and then the big structures that we have to navigate in cities or on a much more monumental scale than we can really comprehend.
Talking about that relationship between the small and the large, one of the most well-known works in this exhibition is Wei Wei's Lego reconstruction of Claude Monet's Water Lilies, which is his largest Lego work to date. Tell me about the significance of Lego to the artist and his practice.
Wei Wei has worked with Lego since 2014. He first used Lego to make portraits of political prisoners. Lego stopped selling to him on the grounds that he was making too strong a political statement with it. He put a call out on social media for people to donate their pieces, and that's one of the fields that you can see here on the floor, which I think is a beautiful story of solidarity and collaboration and playfulness. They're a lighter size to Wei Wei's work too. But yes, the water lilies, so he's revisited Lego again to recreate this Western masterpiece, but reimagining it in a very sort of pixelated digital language and infused it with a very personal story. There's this dark image of the underground dugout that he lived in with his father. The Lego bricks are a great medium for that. It also gets us to think about, you know, this is a children's toy. Maybe all of us have come into contact with it at some point in our lives. It's how we learn to build. It's our first experience of making. Again, a central idea of this show. So I think only Wei Wei could have that thought to recreate something so monumental out of single one-by-one pieces of Lego. There are 650,000 pieces there.
And speaking of building, part of this exhibition focuses on the themes of construction and destruction. And Wei Wei recognises himself as both a beneficiary and a victim at different times of the Chinese state. One of the works I think is most striking is very small, actually, and it's a worker's hard hat that is produced out of glass. And it embodies that sense of being both strong and fragile. How do you think Wei Wei's ambiguous relationship with the Chinese government and perhaps these wider themes of empire and imperial control is reflected in some of the works on display?
He says beauty can only come out of struggle. So I think he's gone on record to say he's everything that's happened to his life and his personal entanglements maybe with the Chinese state have led to all of this creativity and these works that he's able to make and the messages he's able to pass on to humanity. There's hardness and softness in all of us, and I think his relationship with his, I hesitate to say homeland, because we've heard him speak today quite a bit about the fact that he's never truly been made to feel at home anywhere. In some ways also a universal emotion, you know, countless number of people who have encountered the same challenges in life, and that's what makes these works speak so directly to so many people.
Making Sense puts quite a strong emphasis on archive materials as well, and we see photographs of his Beijing Olympics architecture of the bird's nest, as it's commonly known, from 2008. How do you think building and construction helps the artist to come to terms with those difficult relationships that he has with, for instance, the government?
I think when he took on that project to work with Herzog & de Meuron to design the stadium, that was very much him seeing as an opportunity to share maybe a more hopeful message to the rest of the world about China's position. And it, you know, on purpose, it was designed in such a way to be open. And the idea was that people could flow freely in and out, and you were able to see the inside structure, so there was no barriers. He's done many other architectural projects. We've got videos here showing him tracking the city, countless hours of just driving through Beijing, documenting how that city changed over, or at a kind of pivotal moment in the early 2000s. The city is hugely important for him. And again, as a way of making sense of what's going on and to create a record, a permanent record, to show reality as it was at that time before it is able to be erased or retold by somebody else.
It's clear that you've worked really closely with the artist on curating this exhibition, even down to things like the font. I noticed that in the catalogue you use Song T, which was the first digital typeface to be used across China in the 90s. Tell me about that process of curation and perhaps how it's been slightly different for this exhibition than a typical one we might see at the Design Museum.
It's been very much a collaborative effort, very much led by Wei Wei, and I have to say every suggestion he's made about the show has made it 100 times better than what we could come up with ourselves. So it's been really thrilling actually to work with such a clear-minded artist. The show is called Making Sense, which was a suggestion from Wei Wei, and I think that's sort of the overall lens through which we are presenting his work, which takes, as you say, of a variety of different media. We've got film works, photography, found objects and sculptures. And all of these are, I would say, a language that he uses to express ideas or pose questions to us about how do we make sense of the world, of our past, of lost skills and craft, and what do we value? I think that's really at the core of this whole show. So how does design help us tell us something about ourselves and our past? What have we lost, maybe? And, you know, what do we want to stand for? We've had a great graphic designer to work with as well, Shi Yuan from 12 Studio, who I think has had brilliant sensibility in all of these finer details and really understands the ideas of the show, and hopefully that's come through in the small design choices that we've made elsewhere.
Fantastic. Thank you ever so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Been a pleasure, thank you.
Ai Weiwei, Making Sense, runs at the Design Museum in London until the 30th of July 2023. For more, you can read my article in Go with Yamo. You'll find all the links in the episode notes. Empire Lines is produced by Yelena Sofronievich. For more episodes, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Want to see everything the UK's art scene has to offer, but overwhelmed by choice? Go with Yamo are there to help with their free app, providing a comprehensive, location-based guide to exhibitions around the country. You can explore artworks from current and future exhibitions near you, and collect points with every gallery visit to exchange for prints, art-filled experiences, and more in their in-app store. Whether you're looking for displays of old masters or the latest in cutting-edge contemporary art, Go with Yamo has you covered, with thousands of galleries across the UK, from national collections to the hidden gems of galleries found in every city.